Hello, and welcome to another episode of English Mojo. This is the audio edition coming to you from deep inside the internet. Welcome aboard our exploration of power and language, in the news and behind the scenes. I'm your host, author, and sometime linguistic explorer, Joseph Cashmere. This time, the answers to the question raised in the previous episode, which drug names are real and which are fictional. And we conclude our series on the black art of drug naming. This is episode 29, Naming Drugs, Lifestyle Superstars. You can't fight human nature. Heroes who save us get our thanks, respect, and veneration. But the true stars in our lives are more likely to be those who bring us pleasure and enhance our lifestyles. Theirs become the names we look for and remember. Drug makers haven't overlooked this fact. They now market a new kind of pharmaceutical, the lifestyle drug. This includes medicines developed to treat problems previously thought of as psychological or as a common consequence of maturity. Such drugs have the potential to become blockbuster products. Naming these kinds of drugs raises a special question. Generally, asemantic or never-before-used words or word fragments stand a better chance of passing government approval. As we've seen, these names can be made to sound appealing, but convey no real meaning. However, in the world of lifestyle drugs, spin doctors appeal directly to patients. So how can they pass the inspectors while satisfying their pharma clients' demands for attracting customers? Well, they've mastered the knack of creating relational names. These connect back in some way to the condition being treated. Often, the names suggest an image of the desired result. Because deep pocket public awareness campaigns will promote these names, they've got to be durable enough to stand up outside doctors' offices, something not generally demanded of their asemantic counterparts. Now, where do you find them? If the medications are those prescribed for the dreaded men's malady, erectile dysfunction, you could see their labels sponsoring superstars in the sports world. You're listening to the audio edition on Power in Language from EnglishMojo.com. One name climbed on the shoulders of Major League Baseball. Another rode the carts of the Professional Golf Association Tour. Yet another huddled with the National Football League. Their emblems appear at yacht and car racing events. Clever naming and brand positioning have taken treatment of an embarrassing male condition and turned it into a superstar activity. By inventing and associating the names with youthful masculinity, speed, and power, the focus on a problem has been shifted to celebration of an aspiration. Two of these male lifestyle drugs bear a look. To many, Viagra suggests the endurance and force of Niagara Falls. Its competitor, Levitra, combines the root for life, the appealing idea of levitation or rising, and the phonic rhythm of the word libido. With heavy advertising backing them, these names sell not only the drug, but also introduced a new condition into the vernacular. You couldn't ask for a better way of feeding the spiral of awareness, hope, social acceptance, and purchase. Lifestyle enhancement of this type sells well around the world, but in the age of global competition, can one name be the brand of choice for a whole planet? Apparently not. Don't forget, you can find more audios, articles, videos, and an RSS feed at EnglishMojo.com. In the huge anything-goes market of India, more than one drug company has copied these prized pharmaceuticals. And to sell them, new names have been developed. In India, the male performance enhancer goes by the handle of Silagra. For Latin America, the name Tarzio was considered, but Aviva ultimately prevailed. In the Middle East, it became plain and simple, Erecto. Before we depart the drug-addled world of namesmithing, here are the answers to the question raised in the previous episode. Which drug names are real and which are fictional? Looking at Norvasc and Novril, the real drug is Norvasc, a treatment for hypertension and chest pain. Novril is a highly addictive Stephen King analgesic. Considering Qualex and Seroquel, the real drug is Seroquel, an antipsychotic medication for schizophrenia and bipolar disorders. Qualex is a MAD-TV housewife tranquilizer. Between Clonopin and Retinax, the real drug is Clonopin, used for treating seizures and panic disorder. Retinac is a Star Trek cure for farsightedness. And finally, Tretonin and Diazepam. The real drug is Diazepam, the generic form of Valium. Tretonin is a Stargate immunity-boosting drug. Stay healthy. I'm your host, Joseph Cashmere. Thanks for listening. This has been episode 29, Naming Drugs, Lifestyle Superstars, and our series on drug naming. We hope you enjoyed this episode of English Mojo. We'd love to hear from you on the website. Now you can subscribe for free. Why not check it out or drop us a line at englishmojo.com.